Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It occurred to me yesterday, in fact, you pointed it out, that you know, they say practice the social distancing.
Yeah.
And I'm not around anybody.
Right.
Except you guys.
Right.
And I was probably about 2 feet from Meg yesterday, and you wanted to get across the room. Too close.
I should.
Too close.
Yeah.
Because I don't practice. First of all, I hate that term. It's physical distancing.
Yeah, but that's not going away.
But, yeah,
you're still going to use the word.
I'm not going to change the terminology.
Don't say harassment. Just it's harassment. You know, let's not mess with these words anymore. Let's just call them what he calls them.
Yeah.
But I understand what you're trying to say.
I need to practice.
Physical distances.
The only time I interact with anybody is my wife. And, you know, we get close together because we can.
Right.
Apparently a lot from what we hear.
You shouldn't be rubbing up on Meg like you were.
I wasn't.
I know you weren't.
I was just a couple feet away from her.
I know.
You become acutely aware of it when you go out to a store.
And people get close to you,
because like I say, I'm the shopper for our family, you get into a store and you just become acutely aware. Right. You're just like, you're trying to do things to stay away from people.
We are. But we're doing the right thing. Which sucks.
Well, I mean, I'll go to the grocery store I go to. The aisles are a little narrow.
Okay.
And, you know, you turn down an aisle and you see 4 or 5 people all linger and you just go, nah, turn around and go to the next aisle.
Somebody reported that there's some grocery store where it's one way now.
Oh, a lot of them are doing that.
A lot of them are doing that.
Are people paying attention to it?
You know what?
You know, people, they don't care.
I've been picking my groceries up with the online thing of recent, so I haven't gone in.
Because I go to Walgreens about once a week. And my wife will go to the grocery store.
Are there arrows?
I'll go to the liquor store, too.
Yeah.
Not at Walgreens.
At the Walgreens?
No, there's nobody in Walgreens. When I'm there, Walgreens is not crowded ever, really.
The grocery stores, they're putting arrows on the floor.
Really? Okay.
Marking each aisle one way.
All right. There was I'll say it. It's a local place. They advertise.
But I want to go both ways up and down the aisle.
You can't, Karen.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, apparently Karens are pissed at that.
Taking away my freedom.
There's a...
there's a tweet out there equating the K word with the N word.
Yeah. I think that... Yeah, I don't even think that women are named Karen.
Is that serious?
I don't know if it is or not.
I don't think it is.
No. I think it's kind of funny, though. There's a restaurant in our town, three locations called Jams and Buddy Bars owns it. And the one out near my house, they put a guitar player and a one-man band out there on the deck facing the parking lot. And they advertised it on Facebook, I saw. And I went down to get some sushi in that area. I drove past, and people were not near each other, but the people who were together are sitting by their cars. And not many people, but they're watching this guy play music.
Just sitting in their car.
They're sitting outside their car, like on lawn chairs, but they're not near each other. There wasn't that many people there. But he wanted to help pay local musicians. He always and he's just facing so that was pretty cool.
That's a decent gesture.
That was pretty cool, I thought. Yeah, but but my wife said we should go up there. It's a couple nights. I think maybe in the night. I said, here's the deal, honey. Where do we pee?
Yeah,
you know, because I'm always thinking that. I've been thinking that since I was since I started drinking, since I was 18.
And you have a long-standing rule about not peeing outside in places you shouldn't.
No, but this is a broad daylight in a area with a lot of buildings and there's no trees. I mean,
there's some shrubbery.
You couldn't pee there.
You could pull it off.
You couldn't pee there.
Are people having a beer or a cocktail?
I saw them drinking,
While they watch the guy play?
Yeah, I saw them drinking, yeah. But once again, where do you pee? Because I know you ladies can hold it, but once the guys break the seal, if you're drinking...
There's no out back.
You know what I'm doing? I'm whipping my dink out inside the car.
Back?
No, out back is right around the car. It's right in the middle of an area where there's a bank, cars. There's no hidden place. It ain't like this is in the woods.
There's not a back of the strip mall?
It's not a strip mall. It's the old. You know where it's at.
It's a standalone building. And it's surrounded by other buildings.
And I realize that some people can drink and not pee, but that isn't me.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy.
So, did you see this story out of Boston? This woman wanted to run the Boston Marathon. She was all set to do it. You know, they canceled it.
Right.
Or at least postponed it.
Yeah. Going to be in the fall now.
Yeah. I don't even know if they did.
Rescheduled. Maybe. I think, yeah, October, November. Yeah.
So this Lindsay Devers, she's a nurse anesthetist.
Anesthetist.
She's a hero.
She's the one that puts you out.
That's a tough one to say.
It is. She was going to run the Boston Marathon. She trained for 5 months before the race was postponed. She decided that she was still going to run her 26.2 miles on that day. She knew to stay off the course, but she still wanted to end up where the Boston Marathon ended. So she designed a roughly 8 mile route that circled through the streets and ended at the marathon's finish line. And she had downloaded this app that would track where she ran and, you know, then show where she has run. And she decided that she was going to make a specific statement. And she's going to run and make the letters say Boston Strong.
Oh.
Tell us why she can't spell, Craig.
I don't know why she can't spell.
It's Boston Strong.
I know that
Strong.
She didn't spell. I don't know why she didn't.
Strong.
Why she can't.
What did she spell?
Boston Strong.
She
she forgot the N?
Yes.
Yeah, oh. One of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have just taken a few extra blocks.
Well, yeah, she could have went down. Probably been more than 26 miles in, I'm guessing.
Well, it was an 8 mile course that she ran four times.
Yeah, so if she went.
Not
if
only
she puts
that.
The N in there, it's probably going to be longer than that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, not only that, she had two Fitbit type things.
Yes.
On her.
Mm-hmm.
And they disagreed with one another.
Whoa.
And so she ran the one that had the shorter distance on it to make sure that she had run her 26.2 miles.
Got it. All right.
Well, who's going to know other than showing. Somebody
no,
your
when you,
phone.
When you run those things, it draws the.
Yeah, I know.
It draws it, I guess, because there was a guy that went out and wrote. He wrote a. Didn't he run somewhere where he said "I love you, honey"? And it comes back and it shows it on. Yeah, it's a commercial.
Yeah, okay.
That's a commercial.
You
yeah.
see that pop
so
up? So
I saw the overhead. I saw the visual thing of her printing that. The guy print, and it's Boston Strong.
Yeah. Strong.
No N. Yeah.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, we have a Karen on the line.
Oh, we do?
One of the cool ones. Morning, Karen.
Did you hate?
Good morning.
First of all, that could have been, you know, when they started making fun of the name, it wasn't even the name, it's just the person around it. So it could have been Cheryl, it could have been, you know, there's a ton of names.
Right.
There's a ton of names it could have been. When you first heard Karen, you thought, oh, Jesus, right?
At first I was like, out of all names, why my name?
That's what I mean, because I can think of any white lady name, Karen, Cheryl. I mean, there's a bunch of them out there, you know.
Right.
I got,
right.
Yeah, and then you went, oh, it's
but this
Karen.
One caught on for whatever reason.
Yeah.
So are you a atypical Karen?
Yep.
No, you're not. You listen to us. I don't think those.
Right.
I don't think people that call people Karen, those Karens listen to this program.
Oh yeah, if Karen listens to us, she calls our boss.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. It says I'm tired of them disrespecting the president.
Yeah, that's the Karen we're talking about.
That's Karen.
You seem like a cool Karen, but are you getting that name? Are you getting that like, well, thanks, Karen, like that?
Yeah. At work, my friends tag me in posts all the time. Yeah.
How about
throughout the day?
Yeah.
Do you
and they even text them to me.
Yeah.
And we're like sitting in the same row and I get them. And then like if something happens in work or whatever, somebody spills something, they're like, right. Way to go, Karen. You know, so.
Oh, man.
Do you have kids?
Yes, and okay. My daughter and my husband do it to me as well.
Oh, they do.
God, oh, the husband was digging that when that popped up. And,
yeah.
Well, no,
thanks,
okay,
Karen.
Though.
Yeah, I'm married to Karen.
When my kids call me by my first name, it just nails on a chalkboard to me. I hate it.
Oh, yeah. My son will call me Mike sometimes, and then I'd beat him up, but he can't. He can beat me up now. Thank you, Karen. Thanks, Karen. Appreciate it.
Take care.
You can't say the name without being sarcastic, Karen. Yeah, they call you Todd because they know it gets on your nerves.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Now, I don't like it either. Come on, Mike. It's always because he's always saying that when he's pissed off about something, but something small. And I'm thinking, don't call me Mike.
Yeah, they always say that when I'm trying to get a dig
right,
in.
Right.
I will slap the full beard right off your face, boy.
I'm not that anal about it, but I do think, call me Dad.
I saw a story the other day that pissed me off, Craig. It's similar to this, except the guy didn't leave his house, but he was climbing his stairs until he climbed Mount Everest.
Did he have the wind and snow
some guy
blowing at him?
In England.
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah. No, you're not climbing Mount Everest.
And was someone progressively sucking more of the oxygen out of the room?
You're not at 29,000 feet.
Did he at base camp on one of the landings?
Yeah.
And sleep overnight?
Stop and acclimate for 3 days on the landing?
You're not waiting in line for an hour to summit.
Yeah.
You're not navigating crevasses.
Right.
You're climbing
crevices, stairs.
Yep. No, crevasse is the correct term there.
Yeah, I know. I just hate that term. Sounds like
there's an actual difference.
Yeah, I know there is.
One's
yeah.
ice.
I know there is. Yeah.
It does sound pretentious.
No,
yeah,
you.
It does. It does. That's it. Yeah.
You walked a lot of stairs, but no, you did not climb Mount Everest.
No.
Well, in that case, you have to say like, "Well, I climbed to the top of the Empire State Building or whatever."
Yeah.
You know, then just something that's measured in floors.
You didn't climb Mount Everest, Karen.
I'm sure that I scaled a tall building because we have a lot of steps in our house.
Yeah. Yeah, over and over again. Yeah. And sometimes you don't make those steps. You fall down at the landing, you know.
Ginsanity.
The once.
Yeah.
Just the one time.
Hell, you might
shoot pool all your life. Nobody calls you a pool shooter, but suck what, you know what I'm talking about.
All those months when your knee was all bunged up, you might have, like, you know, scooted your ass up enough stairs to climb the Empire State Building.
Good point.
Well,
good point.
There was a point where that's the only way I could navigate stairs.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
On my ass.
Scooting your ass.
You might have done it enough that you scooted your butt up to the top of the Empire State Building, Todd.
So Boston
good
Strong.
For you.
I should have kept track.
So what did they count when the guy went down the stairs?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I suppose that just counts. Yeah, you got to make the descent, too. I never got that far into the article because I thought, well, this is a joke.
Or did they just count ascent and descent?
No,
like,
I don't
think
descent would be a lot easier.
I don't think they took the descent into account.
Well,
they had to have.
You'd have to.
You'd have to do the descent as well. So however many floors it would take to get up there.
What kind of building was it?
You'd have to come down, too.
Was it super skyscrapers?
No, it was just, I think it was his apartment or his house.
I get it.
Where he was just climbing steps.
How tall is Mount Everest?
29,000 feet, but I don't know. From, the base camp might be at 15,000 feet.
Okay, so.
I think it's 17, if I remember correctly.
Say you do the fire, not the fire escape, but yeah, the stairs, basically, at the Sears building. I don't call it that anymore in Chicago. How far is that?
The Willis Tower?
Yeah,
I don't know. It's probably 1,000 feet.
Okay, so you do it
29 times.
29 times. You have to come back down. I guess you can take the elevator back down and go back up.
No,
again.
That's not climbing Mount Everest.
Of course it's not. I'm just talking about the distance, how far it would be. No, you're right, because there's no wind and snow and oxygen mask and, you know, dead people along the way, right?
So
dead frozen guy on the floor five.
Right. Your stairwell needs to be littered with all kinds of crap, spent oxygen tanks and what have you.
Yeah, the Willis Tower in Chicago is 103 flights, a little over 2,100 steps to the top.
All right. How many feet's that?
A lot.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.